Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today I'm joined by Jeanette from New Zealand, who's been taking LDN for myasthenia gravis for quite a few years now, haven't you, Jeanette?
Yes, that's correct. Just nearly 3 years now.
Wow. And we have interviewed you before, so it's really good to catch up with you. So when were you diagnosed?
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And just to refresh everybody, if they haven't heard your last interview, what was your condition like before you started LDN? What was an average day for you like?
Well, I'd usually wake up about 9 o'clock feeling very feeling like I hadn't had a great sleep. So I sort of got up and did a few hours work, and by probably 11:30 I'd start to feel quite tired, and my ability to think my cognitive functions were certainly, confused, it wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. and usually in the afternoon I would have a sleep, all right, because I'd start to feel very fatigued some days. Not every day, but I certainly was feeling fatigued, and I'd normally have a sleep in the afternoon from about 1 o'clock till 3. And then I'd get up and do a few more hours work, and then by 9:30 I would start to feel very, very fatigued again. So I would probably be in bed by 10:30, and it would take me a long time to try and fall asleep. So that was my average day. It was just a cycle of fatigue, catching up, very bad brain fog all the time. My clarity of thinking was probably about 50%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And any virus I got prior to the LDN, it would take me longer to recover. Mm-hmm. All right. So normally you get a cold that lasts 7 days. People with myasthenia gravis take a lot longer, all right, to recover from a virus. And I would usually have to be bedridden, all right, with it. Mm-hmm. If I got a small cold, because the biggest thing was with myasthenia gravis is a fatigue, the fatigability.
Yeah.
And okay. Prior to taking LDN, I couldn't actually exercise, all right? So if I used to go for a walk, it would take me 2 or 3 days to recover. Mm-hmm. And that was a struggle, because prior to my diagnosis, I was very active. I loved getting out walking and swimming and things like that. And I just couldn't do it, with the myasthenia gravis and work at the same time. Mm-hmm. From taking LDN 3 years ago, that has all changed. Probably about 6 months into taking LDN, I started exercising again, and I can go to the gym virtually every day and do 40 minutes a day. There is no downtime. It's just normal, all right, for people. I can take a 10K walk now, all right, which I couldn't before, and I don't have any downtime. Something like that would virtually kill me before the LDN. It would take me days to recover from, and I don't have that anymore.
How easy was it to get a prescription for LDN?
Well, I'm very lucky, because I've got a doctor who's he's into alternative medicine. So he's a very holistic physician, so he had no trouble prescribing the medication for me. And he's just absolutely delighted with my results.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, you know, it's from being very limited to what I could do. All right, now I'm working, since taking LDN 3 years ago, I'm working 40 to 50 hours a week. I don't all the time. I exercise 3 to 4 times a week. If I don't exercise, I have a gym program. I walk once or twice a week. And there is no fatigue with it. I'm awake at 7 o'clock and I can stay awake till 11:30 at night without feeling tired. But I think the biggest benefit I've got from the LDN is my clarity of thinking is just so improved because my role, I'm an ACC advisor and I actually have to go to review hearings, legal review hearings, which can take up to an hour, all right, or I take matters to the district court. So again, sometimes, particularly at the district court, I would have 3 or 4 hearings a day. Now, prior to LDN, that was a real struggle for me to do that, to remember, particularly in the afternoon, to try and remember what I was going to say.
Oh.
You know, because you're standing there in a courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the judges would sit there and look at me and thinking, what's she on, or is she drunk or whatever, because I'd start slurring my words and I'd start to get very tired and I would stumble. Whereas now, taking the LDN, right, that is not an issue anymore. My clarity of thinking is very, very sharp. And because you've got to, you know, when you're in the district court or at a review hearing, you've got, you know, a judge or adjudicator sitting there asking you questions. So you've got to have very, very clear in your thinking and be able to respond in a legal manner.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to LDN, 3 years ago, I really struggled with that. And I couldn't do more than 2 hearings in a day, whereas now, all right, I've done 3 to 5 hearings in a day with no trouble. No, I'd certainly rest the next day because my throat would be a bit sore. But other than that, it was just fantastic. There's, you know, I consider myself probably 95% normal.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? Did you have any introductory side effects when you first started?
Well, I think I got a bit of fluttering. I struggled to sleep a little bit. I know it was the first 6 weeks. I did really struggle with feeling hyped up. I did struggle to sleep a bit, so what I did, I changed my regime and I started taking them in the morning. And then slowly over time, as my body got used to the LDN, I shifted it over the day. So I started taking it lunchtime, afternoon, and then tea time, and then, you know, just before I get into bed now.
Mm-hmm. And do you take capsules?
No, I compound my own because it's the cheapest way to do it in New Zealand. So my doctor prescribes the 30 tablets at 30, I think it's 50 mils, and then
Can I stop you there? Because we're not going to be able to use this bit because it's not best practice. So that's not something we can promote. So we'll have to cut that bit out.
That's right.
Okay, so just carry on with your story.
Yeah, so it's been fantastic. And, you know, from being very, very limited in what I can do, like, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, going overseas next year, and which is a lot of travel and usually a lot of walking, and that would have been an absolute... I just wouldn't be able to do it previously without the LDN, because you don't have the fatigue. And what people don't realise, particularly with any autoimmune disorder, the fatigue, and just even talking to people, socialising, you know, with MS or myasthenia gravis or any autoimmune disorder, trying to just talk to people is just very tiring. And I don't have that problem anymore, and it's just, you know, I can't say that, you know, I could sit there and talk to it for hours now without getting tired and without sort of feeling, oh, you know, before that I used to have to say to my friends or family, look, I'm sorry, I can't talk anymore, I'm too tired and I can't think, so I'm going to have to go home.
Mm.
And because people aren't very understanding, they just think you're being rude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you have done so remarkably well. I mean, so well. I should think people find it hard to believe you've actually got something wrong with you, don't they?
Well, they do now, yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you know, I know if I got a virus, a really bad virus, it would still knock me, but my recovery time would be so much better and I wouldn't get it as bad as what I used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember once that I got a bladder infection, and my doctor, because it wouldn't knock it on the head, he gave me antibiotics that they give for people who've got gonorrhea, because it was, you know, they had to give me such a strong medication because of my autoimmune disorder. Now, from the time that I've started taking LDN, I've had no bladder infections whatsoever.
Well,
they've
amazing.
Just disappeared. So, mm-hmm. And I used to get them regularly because, you know, everything in your system is compromised.
Yes.
So I don't have, you know, I can't remember the last time I took any antibiotics, but I used to be regularly on them, you know, before taking LDN. So, you know, and I feel that I can reduce my tablets as well, so I don't need as much.
Yeah.
I was taking Tegretol for pain because I had a whiplash injury as well. 6 weeks into taking the LDN, my pain just disappeared. And I haven't really had the neck pain that I suffered at that time, which I suffered 7 years previously from. So it just, I woke up one morning and I thought, oh, I haven't got a sore neck. You know, this was so strange.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't there anymore. And I haven't, like I said, I haven't really taken any strong painkillers either for the last 3 years because of the LDN.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing.
And there's, yeah. And there's been a few times that I've forgotten because I've gone away for 5 days. And, you know, people say, oh, it's probably just a placebo effect. But, you know, there's been a few days that I've gone away and I've forgotten to take my LDN with me. And by the third day, I can tell you, I was starting to struggle with pain and everything was starting to come back, you know. Mm. So it shows it's not just a placebo effect. I think it works very well. Yeah, I think it works really, really well with autoimmune disorders.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Particularly mine, anyway.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and we'll try and catch up with you again another time.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.